Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everybody. Happy Friday. Thank you for dialing in to NDO, Kingdom Gospel Radio Broadcast Network. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. And we also have our other host, Pastor Ty Clazier Gall. She's on there. Go ahead, Pastor Ty Clazier. Greet the people. Let them know you're here with us on tonight.
Hello, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to get into it. I was going to play another worship song, but we're just going to go ahead and, you know, just get into prayer. I'm ready. I'm ready to go into warfare. That is what it's about on tonight. We're coming to back up hell, up out of our space, up out of our life, up out of our homes, off of our families. I want you to know that prayer is powerful. Come in agreement to what we're praying on tonight. We are living proof that prayer works on tonight, and we're going to pray without ceasing. So whatever it is, amen, you put it before God in prayer. You open up your mouth no matter where you're at. I know you're listening. You know, you're sitting in your homes, in your cars, wherever you're at work. But we want you to come into one accord to this one tonight. We warring in the spirit, not in the flesh. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for being in the midst, because you said, well, two or three is gathered in his name, for he is right here. He's in the midst. He's with us. He's listening to you. He hears us on tonight. We have access to the Father through Christ Jesus, who is making intercession for us. I'm here to let you know we have to open up our mouth. God said we have not because we ask not. So on tonight, see, we know who we are. As prayer warriors, you have to know who you are, and you have to know the power and the authority that you come in. You can't come into prayer second-guessing God or second-guessing that, you know, what you're praying is going to come true or not. We know already with a surety that whatever we pray for tonight, it is going to be done according to the will of God, without a doubt. We're praying with faith. We're praying with that much faith that when we call on the name of Jesus on tonight, demons is going to flee. Sickness and disease will dry up in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we know who we are. We know who God is. We know that he is all power. We know that no weapon formed against us is able to prosper on tonight. You have to believe that. You have to go into prayer knowing. And we just pray on tonight that your prayer life increase. Hallelujah. That your spirit man unction you to go into prayer. When your spirit say go pray, you better go pray. You better listen. You better be so in tune with your spirit. And we're going to pray that tonight, too, that we be more in tune with our spirit, that we listen more to our spirit, not what is going on, because the devil is speaking, too. So we're coming up tonight, and we're going to bind up Satan, because Satan stay running his mouth. He stay coming to try to cause confusion in your life. So we're going to pray that your mind is sound, because God has given you a sound mind on tonight. And we're casting down every thought that come against the power of God on tonight, okay? Know that it is all well with you. Know that when you open up your mouth, that it is going to the throne. We're going to the throne on tonight. We're going into the holies of holies on tonight. We're coming to bombard heaven with our prayer and with our voice. We're coming to lift up a sound on tonight. Lord, set our Holy Ghost on fire. Let it be like fire shut up in our bones. Let the Holy Ghost give us utterance on tonight, that it will lead us into prayer and it will tell us exactly what we need to pray on tonight. God, let your spirit fall. Hallelujah. Wherever we're at on tonight, let your anointing fall. Let your anointing, hallelujah, because it's your anointing that's going to destroy the yoke. It's God's anointing that is going to break chains of Satan on tonight over your life through the power of prayer. So come on, let's get into prayer on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and usher us in on prayer, and then Pastor Todd Quasia, she's going to come on in, and she's going to wrap us up. Hallelujah. And we're just coming to bombard heaven. Hallelujah. And so we're praying for each and every last one of you on here, that you come in agreement to what we're saying. I thank God for my prayer partner, Pastor Todd Quasia, because we on one accord. We in agreement on tonight that we're going to destroy the works of Satan. Hallelujah. We've been doing this for a long time. Hallelujah. We've been bombarded in heaven. Hallelujah. With our requests. Hallelujah. And God's been answering them. God's been keeping us. God's been, yes. I'm telling you, he's been strengthening us through every trial, through every tribulation. No matter what Satan come up against us with, God always brings us out victorious. It is a fight. See, we got to let you know on tonight that we are in a spiritual warfare. This is spiritual. We're not going into this. We don't have time to argue with no demon. We're not fist fighting with nobody.
That's right.
Come on now. That's it. We're in agreement. So we on one accord on tonight. We have an agenda on tonight to the plan of Satan against your life, against our life. We need some things from God. We're going to make our request known to God on tonight. What is your request? So be praying as we're praying. We're going to all pray together. Pray in your spiritual tongues as well as it gives you utterance on tonight. However the Holy Ghost fall on you, let it fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for just being here already, God. We just thank you for touching us. We thank you for filling us, oh, Father God. We thank you for the angels that are surrounding us even right now, oh, God. We thank you right now for the fire that is shut up in our bones, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for spiritual insight right now, oh, God. We thank you for ears that we can hear your voice, oh, God, and a stranger voice we shall not follow, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for every word, oh, God, that has been saying in us, and we see that it's planted in us, oh God. And Lord, we pray that the enemy will not be able to uproot us, oh God, that we will stand flat-footed, oh God, when it comes to battle, oh God, when it comes to war, oh God, that we will not be afraid of their faces, oh God, but we will speak exactly what you say. Speak, oh God. Your word shall be in our mouth, oh God. Your word shall be planted on our heart, oh God, for we shall not against you, oh God, but we will do what you called us to do, oh God. Lord, we ask for instruction and direction on tonight, oh God, that your will may be done, oh God, not our will, oh God. Lord, we ask you right now to purify us right now. Lord, cleanse us right now. And anything that is not like you, oh God, Lord, take it from us right now, oh God. We repent right now on this prayer line right now. Everything that we said, everything that we thought that was not like you, everything that we did that was not like you, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for the forgiveness. Hallelujah. We thank you for covering us in the blood, oh God. We thank you for giving us another chance, oh God. Lord, we thank you for choosing us, oh God. We thank you for pulling us out of darkness into the marvelous light, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hands that is upon us, oh Father God. We thank you that you never left us or forsake us, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you that you protect us from unseen harm and danger, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now for everything that you are about to do that we don't even know, oh God. For the Bible said that our minds have not even conceived what you are going to do, oh God, and what you have purpose for us, oh Father God. And Lord, we thank you right now because we know the purpose for our life is great, oh God. The plan for our life is great, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. And Lord, we pray for every lost soul on tonight, oh God, that they may know you, that they may be introduced to you, oh God. And when they're introduced to you, oh God, we pray that they will not reject you, oh God, but they will receive you, oh God, that they will receive you, oh God, in their heart, oh God, that they not only will confess it, but they will really allow you, oh God, to live inside of them, oh God, and dwell inside of them, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God, for you said you order every righteous man's footstep, God. Order our footsteps, oh God. Lord, tell us where to go. Show us what to do, oh God. Make our hands busy, oh God. Yes, Lord, make our hands busy. Everything that we touch, oh God. Lord, let it be prosperous, oh Father God. Lord, you do it. Every vision, oh Father God, let it come to pass, oh God. Let the vision be made clear, oh God, that we may write it down, oh God, and whoever read of it, oh Father God, they may take the vision and run with it, oh Father God. But we know, oh Father God, everything that you have written, oh Father God, everything you have said, it shall come to pass, because the word said that you're not a man that you shall lie, but you are God, and you can do the impossible. You can do what man cannot do, oh God. So we're asking you on tonight to do the impossible, oh Father God. Do what we cannot do, oh Father God. We're coming on tonight, oh God, to destroy strongholds over people's lives right now in the name of Jesus, that they may be set free, oh God, from bondage, from the bondage of Satan, the bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness right now, oh God. Lord, let cover them in the blood right now, oh God. Free them right now, oh Father God. Protect them right now, oh Father God, from their decisions, oh, Father God. Protect them from other people's decisions, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God. Let them know that you love them, oh, Father God. Show them your mercy, oh, Father God. Show them your grace right before them, oh, Father God. Open up their eyes that they may see it, oh, Father God, that they may not continue to reject your love, oh, God, but their heart, oh, Father God, will receive you, oh, God, that they will see you for who you are, that you're the only true living God. There's no other God but you, oh, Father God. Let them have relationship with you, oh, God. Pour your spirit out, God, on this earth, oh, God. Lord, open up the saint eyes that they may see, oh, God. Lord, that we will not continue to play church, oh, God, and play with you, oh, God, but we will take you seriously, oh, Father God, that we will have true relationship with you, true repentance, oh, Father God. Lord, renew our mind. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Put an upright spirit in us, oh, Father God. You do it, oh, God. We can't do it on our own. We're nothing without you. We're nothing without your spirit that dwell in us, oh, God. We're nothing without your spirit that lead us and talk to us, oh, Father God, and can bring correction, oh, Father God, even when we're wrong, oh, God. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God. So we humble ourselves unto you, oh, God. Lord, we pray that we continue to be meek, oh, Father God. We continue to be humble, oh, Father God, that we submit unto you, oh, Father God, that we may not get puffed up, oh, God, with pride and arrogance, oh, Father God. Lord, you keep us humble, oh, hear heart, oh, God. Purify our heart, oh, God, that we may have compassion, oh, God, on those that are in need, oh, God, and that is less fortune, oh, Father God, that we may not look down on them, oh, Father God, but we will raise them high. We will bring them high, oh, God. Every soul that is low, oh, God, we will show them who you are, oh, God. We will show them exactly what you can do, oh, Father God, because we will be a testimony, oh, God, of your goodness and your greatness, oh, Father God, and we will tell them how you brought us out, oh, Father God. We will not, oh, Father God, hide our light under a bushel, Father God, but we will scream your name to the rooftop, oh God. We will preach your gospel to the rooftop, oh God. So put your word in us, oh Father God, that we may know you, oh God. Let us study to show ourselves approved, oh God. Let us thirst after the things of God. Let us hunger after you, oh God, and only you, oh God, that we may not hunger and lust after the things of this world, oh God, but we may be separated, oh Father God, for whatever is left in us, oh Father God, that's not of you, that is not of your righteousness, oh Father God. Right now, purify us, oh Father God. Wash us in your blood right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the blood is powerful. The blood is sufficient on tonight, oh God. Pour your blood out upon us right now, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. Wrap your arms around us, oh Father God. Comfort us, oh Father God, in the time of trouble, oh Father God, in the time of need, oh God. Encourage us, oh Father God, when we're under attack, oh Father God, and being persecuted, oh Father God. Increase our faith, oh God, in the midst of trouble, oh Father God, in the midst of pain, oh God, and heartache, oh God. Lord, restore us, oh Father God. Lord, redeem us, oh Father God, for you are the redeemer. You are the restorer. You are the one that shall make us whole again, oh God. You are the one that will pick up the pieces in our life, oh God. You will turn us around, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And with the enemy meant for bad, God, you will turn it good on tonight, oh Father God. You will make every crooked road straight in our life, oh Father God. You would do it, oh God. Every hidden agenda, oh God, against your people, against your church, against your children, oh Father God, it is counseled right now. It is exposed in the name of Jesus. It shall not work. No weapon formed against us shall not work. Every word that has been spoken against your people in the name of Jesus, word of death right now, they shall live and not die. We come against every warlock in the name of Jesus. It's doing magic, hallelujah, inside of the church, oh God, that is opening up demonic portals right now to the demonic room right now, God. We come and we close every demonic portal right now in the name of Jesus, and we cover it in the blood. We dispatch the angels right now, oh God. Lord, you do it in the name of Jesus. Let the angels take charge over us right now in the name of Jesus, that no harm shall come nigh us, oh God. Lord, send your army forth, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God, for you said that the battle belongs to you, oh God. Lord, we know that we already have the victory, and Satan is defeated. He is a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. His home shall be hell, and we shall be heaven bound in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to win souls, oh God. Help us to cast our net, oh God, where it should be cast, oh Father God, that the souls may be saved, oh Father God, that they may know you, oh God, that they may not be deceived, oh Father God, in this dark world and deceived by Satan, because Satan come to deceive this whole world, oh God. So Lord, awaken them, oh Father God, those that are sleep, oh Father God, those that are in their slumber, oh Father God, open up their eyes, oh God, that they may see and not be deceived, oh God. Pour discernment into your church, oh God. Let the fruit of the Spirit be revealed, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us know the false prophet when they speak, oh God, that we may rebuke every word and pull down every word, hallelujah, that they speak out of the air right now in the name of Jesus over your people, oh God. Everyone that was touched, oh Father God, by a demonic person, oh Father God, Lord, we cover them in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's being prayed right now over by a demonic person right now, we come against it in the name of Jesus. The prayer will not work. We cease it right now. It shall cease over their life right now. Generational curses right now is being broken. Why? Because of the blood of Christ Jesus. It is done. No more generational curses because of the blood. We are covered in the blood. What happened to our ancestors will not happen to us. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every ancestor spirit in the name of Jesus, every whispering spirit right now, every monitoring spirit right now. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It shall not work, your plan and your plot. It shall not work in the name of Jesus. Everybody's doing witchery, hallelujah, against God's church, against God's people. They shall be exposed in the name of Jesus. For we suffer not a witch to live. For your judgment, O God, shall go out, O God, according to your time, according to your purpose, O God, that your people shall be set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for scattering our enemies right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for protecting us, O God, from the pit that they dug for us, O God, to that very pit, O God, that they fall in, O Father God, that very trap that they put for us, oh Father God, that they would find themselves in the trap, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for salvation right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the light right now, oh God. We thank you for exposing us to the truth, oh God. We could be lost, oh God. We could have been a Muslim, oh God. We could have been of another faith, oh God. But we thank you on today that we are seeking the truth, oh God. And you said that we seek the truth, we shall find it, oh Father God. Continue to reveal the truth to us, oh Father God. And we come against every lie. We bind up every lie and spirit in the name of Jesus. We will know you as who you are. We will know your secrets, oh Father God. And we will know your mysteries, oh Father God, as the word promised, oh Father God, that you put us and you send us out into the deep, oh God. We know that you would be there for us, oh God, and with us, oh Father God, as you elevate your church, oh God, and elevate your leaders, oh Father God. You will be with us, oh Father God, on every level, every demonic level that we got to fight, God. You want to be there for you. Said we have power over every power of the enemy, and by no means shall anything harm us. But we treading right now on serpents and scorpions in the spirit. We're crushing the head of the enemy even right now in the name of Jesus. We're destroying the works of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We destroy you with the fire of God right now in the name of His fire right now all around His people, all around His church right now. Protecting our children, hallelujah, protecting our mothers and our fathers in the name of Jesus, protecting the souls, for they shall be saved. God is calling the lost right now in the name of Jesus, that it may be saved in the name of Jesus. He shall pour His Spirit out. He shall save them. He shall heal and deliver His people, just like He did in Israel, hallelujah, in Egypt. He's going to deliver His people. He's going to bring them out of bondage in the name of Jesus. He's going to help those that are being oppressed right now by the government, by the system, hallelujah, by relationship, hallelujah, they're going to be delivered. Hallelujah. God, you hear their cry. You hear their weeping right now. You see their sorrow. You see their pain. You see their brokenness right now, God. You heal them right now. Heal the nations. Heal the people right now, oh, God. Let them see hope right now. Let their faith increase, oh, God. Show them your miracles, signs, and wonders, oh, Father God. Show them that you're a mighty God, that your word is not a lie, but your word is true, oh, God. And your word shall manifest, oh, God, as we walk, hallelujah, upon this earth, oh, God, as being a vessel, oh, God, being used, oh, God. But we will preach your word, hallelujah. We will preach your word and your gospel, oh, God, that they may hear, oh, Father God, and turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, and that they shall repent, oh, God, that they may be heaven bound, oh, Father God, and they may be set free from their sin, oh, God, and that they may know about the forgiveness, oh, Father God, through Christ Jesus. They shall know, oh, God. Lord, put the teached word in our mouth. Put the teacher in our mouth, oh, God, that we may teach your people your ways, oh, Father God, that they may be not be stagnated, oh, Father God, and they may not stray from your word and your path, but turn us back to your law, oh, God, but we are a lawless people, God, but Lord, put your laws in our heart, oh God, that we may not sin against you, oh God. Let us obey your commandments right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the fire right now, the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. We're calling on fire, more fire, more fire, more you, oh God. Less of us, we're burning it up right now in this prayer. We'll never be the same again. Our minds are being renewed right now. Our hearts are being fixed right now. Our hearts are being fixed towards God and not towards people. We're now, hallelujah, seeking your face and not the acceptance of people, but we want to be accepted by you, oh God. We want you to hear our prayer, God. We're not praying for man on tonight, oh God, but we're praying to a mighty God. We're praying to a powerful God. We're praying to Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one that can do all things, and there's nothing that is impossible for you to do, oh God. And Lord, we're coming before you begging. We're coming for you, asking you, oh God, to have mercy upon your people, oh God, that you may save us, oh God, and deliver us from the hand and the plots of Satan and what is about to come, oh God, on this earth, oh God. Cover us, mark us with the blood, oh God, that we may not be touched by the locusts, hallelujah, by the plagues, oh, by the disease that is coming, oh God. Lord, cover us once again, oh God. Prepare us once again, oh God, that we may not be caught, hallelujah, in the midnight hour, oh God, not ready for what is about to come, oh God, but we shall prepare right now, oh God. Speak to your prophets right now. Speak to your ministers right now, that they may go out and warn the people, and they may cry loud and spare not, in the name of Jesus. Scream it to the rooftop that Christ is coming, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you on tonight, for you're a mighty God. You're a powerful God. Lord, touch them right now. Touch everyone, oh God. Lord Jesus, you do it, oh God. You're a merciful God, for you love your creation. You love us, oh Father God. Lord, you're going to do it, oh God. Lord, we're in your hands on tonight, God. We belong to you, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for the promise right now. We thank you for every prayer right now that our mothers have prayed and our fathers have prayed and our pastors have prayed and our lay members prayed and our prayer partners prayed. We pray for every prayer that has went up on our behalf, oh God, that them prayers, oh Father God, is still working, hallelujah, in the spiritual realm, oh Father God. We shall be everything that you called us to be, oh God, everything that you prophesied us to be, oh God, but everything that the false prophets said, we pour them words down over our life in the name of Jesus. It shall not work, God. That word is dying right now. The word of the false prophet have no life. Hallelujah. We cannot be touched, hallelujah, by the witch or the warlock. Hallelujah. We can't be touched because we have a hedge, hallelujah, a protection around us on tonight, oh God. Lord, continue, oh Father God, to build us up, oh God, where the enemy has beat us down, hallelujah, and try to make us weak, oh God. We will find our strength in you on tonight, oh God. Strengthen us, oh Father God, on tonight where we are weak, oh God. Lord, put back our virtue right now, oh God. Lord, fill us with our virtue right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need more of you, God. Empower us, oh Father God, for the battle that is ahead of us, oh Father God. Put the prayer in our mouth, oh Father God, as we go through our homes and we begin to rebuke Satan. We begin to cast out demons and lay our hands on those in our household. We're coming to take dominion over our homes right now. We're taking our homes back right now. We have charge over our homes, but Satan is under our feet. Satan, you got to leave our homes right now in the name of Jesus. You can't rest there right now. Every spirit that is creeping in the closets and creeping in the corners and hiding, I demand you right now to leave in the name of Jesus, to loose the people in the name of Jesus. You have no access. We close access to you right now. You have no permission right now for anyone that is listening, anyone that is on the line right now. You have no access to them, nor their family. The blood right now covers them. Not voodoo, not witchcraft, not the witch doctor, but God right now, in the blood of Christ Jesus, covering the blood of the Lamb right now. We sprinkle the blood right now, not blood of rituals right now, but the blood of Christ Jesus that is still working, operating in each and one of our lives, even right now, in the name of Jesus. The blood is against you, Satan. The blood is against you, witchcraft. The blood is against you, witch warlock. The blood is against you, every spell and curse. The blood break it right now in the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ Jesus, the blood. All I see is blood on tonight, blood of the Basiki, blood, the blood break it, the blood destroy it right now. Go into their houses even right now, sweep their homes right now, cover their homes right now in the name of Jesus. Every peeping spirit that even peeping through the window trying to find an interest, they won't find an interest in the name of Jesus, because they're covered in the blood. They're covered in the blood. They're peeping, but they can't get in. In the name of Jesus, they're covered in the blood. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for the fire right now. We thank you. Ain't nothing but fire coming from heaven. The same fire that Elijah called. We're calling on that fire right now. Burn up everything that's not like God in the name of Jesus. Every controlling spirit, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Jezebel spirit, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Leviathan, God, come against you and destroy you in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. You shall not suffocate. You shall not keep the God's people in bondage, but God's army right now is coming against you and destroying you in the name of Jesus. Families is put back together in the name of Jesus. Marriages is put back together in the name of Jesus. Relationships is being restored right now in the name of Jesus, because we break the curse right now. We break the curse right now. The family curse right now, where the witch is speaking against the family, but we come against it. The word is coming to the ground. People are going to forgive each other right now. Brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, mothers and fathers, we call for forgiveness, because without forgiveness, God can't forgive us. So we pray for forgiveness right now. We pray that you melt their hearts right now in the name of where they're hardened right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we preach forgiveness right now. We preach love where there is hate, where the world is waxing colder and colder. We preach that the love of God, hallelujah, be released right now in this world right now, that we, hallelujah, may go out and show the people love and be a vessel of God's love, that his spirit may walk upon this earth, hallelujah, showing the love of God, that they may turn, hallelujah, from their wicked ways, hallelujah, and want to cry out to God and serve God. Lord, we're praying right now that they cry out to you, oh God, but we know that you hear the cries of your people. You hear the cries of those that are in need, oh God. Lord, turn your ear right now, hallelujah, to the babies, hallelujah, that are being abused, hallelujah, that's getting molested, hallelujah, that things is happening, oh Father God, to the babies, oh God. Cover the babies, bring them out right now, oh God. We dispatch angels right now to the babies right now, to the young women right now that's on the corners prostituting right now. God, you cover them right now, oh God. Bring them off the corners, oh God. Bring them out of the drug house right now, oh God. Bring the daddies out of the bars right now, oh God. Lord, you do it. Bring them back to the homes right now. Turn the hearts of the fathers back
to the children right now, according to your word, oh God. You said it in your word, oh God. We're coming to remind you tonight of your word, according to the Bible says. The Bible said, remind you on tonight of your word, oh God. So we're coming in the fullness of your word, oh God, in the fullness of the book, because we know that the word said if we pray for a thing, it shall be, oh God. We know that everything that we're praying for on tonight is going to come to pass. People are going to be delivered. We're going to be delivered. That our footsteps is going to be ordered, and Satan is under our feet right now. All distractions right now is ceasing in our life, that we may focus on you, focus on what you called us to do. We bind up every distraction of Satan right now. We bind it up. The fight, hallelujah, and victory is already won. We have victory over Satan right now in the name of Jesus. It will not work, because it's power in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you got to know your power and your authority. God, help us know our power and our authority at all times. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight, God, as you pour, hallelujah, out into us, God. Even strengthen us, oh, Father God, and cover us, oh, Father God, in this prayer right now, oh, God. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God. Lord, we know that you're going to do it, oh, God. You're going to work it out for us, oh, God. What we don't know, God, you know, oh, God. You are a God of all knowing, oh, God. You know all things. You only tell us in part, oh, God. But, Lord, reveal, hallelujah, reveal what needs to be revealed on tonight, God. Yes, sharpen our eyesight, oh God. Yes, Lord, just turn our hearts back to you. Turn the people's hearts back to you, that their help, that they will know that their help comes from the Lord on tonight. Yes, God. Yes, Lord, it is you, God, hallelujah, that would help us, oh, God. We're calling on you on tonight, God, because we need your help, oh, God, and we don't know all things, oh, God. We don't know what to do, God. That's why we're on this line on tonight, oh, God, because we're seeking your face. We're calling you up. We're calling you up on tonight, God. We're speaking to you, oh, God, our Heavenly Father, on tonight, oh, God. We're yelling out to you on today that you may hear us, oh, Father, God, but we're not in the body, hallelujah, but we're in the spirit on tonight, God. We're coming to you in spirit and in truth on tonight, oh God. Lord, we're coming to you as bold, hallelujah, as the word tell us that we can be, oh God. We're coming in the faith, oh God, knowing that you're able, hallelujah, to turn it around, whatever situations, oh Father God, whatever I'm going through, God, you're going to work it out, oh God. You're going to do it for your people, oh Father God. You're going to open the doors that need to be opened, oh Father God. You're going to deliver our loved ones on tonight, oh God. You're going to free them out of the hand of the enemy, oh Father God. You're going to free your children, oh Father God. You're going to work it out, oh Father God. You're going to deal with everything that the enemy threw our way, oh God, for you are God and you are mighty. On tonight, oh God, Lord, we pray for our nation, oh Father God. We pray for our presidents on tonight, our government officials on tonight, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God. Let your will be done, oh God, in the government, oh Father God, in our cities, oh Father God. Lord, you do it in our schools, oh Father God. You do it. You do it, oh Father God, in the organizations, oh Father God, that you're planted here, oh Father God, to help your people, oh God, that they may do exactly what you called them to do, oh God. Lord, bless them, oh, Father God, everyone that is trying to help, oh, God, and do what you call them to do for the people, oh, God. Bless them. Send them provision, oh, God. Make a way, oh, Father God. Lord, expand, hallelujah. Send them the help that they need, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God, on today. We know that you're going to do it, oh, God. Bless the church. Bless that, Father God, that your will may be done, oh, Father God, in this earth, oh, God, through us, oh, God. Lord, that when you see us, oh, God, that you'll be well pleased with us, oh, Father God. Lord, we're not seeking for the world to like us or to love us, oh God, but we want you to be pleased with us, oh Father God. We're seeking your acceptance, oh Father God, not the acceptance of this world, because we understand that this world is going to reject us, and the world do not love us, oh Father God. They hung Jesus on the cross, and they killed the apostles, oh Father God, in the same that they're trying to do to the saints, oh Father God. So we understand that we're going to suffer with you, oh God, but you said according to your word that we suffer with you, oh God, that we're we're going to reign with you, oh God. And our mission is to reign with you one day in heaven, oh God. Our mission is to reign with you here on earth, oh Father God, when you come back, oh God, that we may reign. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. Give us all understanding of the book, oh Father God. Let us read the Bible with the spirit, with the spiritual eyes, oh God, that the truth may be revealed on tonight, oh God. Yes, Lord. Open up our understanding, oh Father God. You said with all things, get understanding, oh God. Touch our mind that we may understand even what we read, oh God, even what we hear, oh God, that we may comprehend the way that we should comprehend. Hallelujah, God. Reveal yourself, oh God, to the people. Reveal the truth to the people right now, oh God. Touch them, oh God, that they'll never be the same again, oh God. Lord, make them a new creature. You said when we get saved that we're a new creature, oh God. Old things are passed away. The old man is gone. Lord, we're taking off the grave clothes right now in the midst of prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. I hear God said uproot the roots. Hallelujah. We uproot and root. God, see, I hear roots. Hallelujah. People put roots on people. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We uproot in the roots in the name of Jesus. The blood is against your roots. Yeah, we pluck it up in the name of Jesus. It will not work. Your voodoo deaths don't work in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it will not work. Mind control won't work. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, loose the mind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you do it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you are defeated on tonight in the name of Jesus. It won't work in the name of Jesus. God, people are set free. They're set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, the curse is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Yes, it won't work. It won't work. In the name of Jesus. God said it won't work. No weapon formed against you on tonight. It won't work in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are defeated in the name of Jesus. You got to loose, God, people right now in the name of Jesus. We demand you to loose them right now. Loose their mind. Loose their heart in the name of Jesus. You have no control. You have no power. Hallelujah. On tonight, yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it's being destroyed by hellfire. It's being destroyed on tonight, but God said, I'm going to destroy it right now, but no, by God's fire, not by hellfire, hallelujah, but man will be destroyed one day, hallelujah, by hellfire, hallelujah. That what a hellfire is, God's fire, so I guess that's right here. I'm trying to correct the Holy Ghost. The Spirit said that, yes, yeah, the same fire, hell, the hellfire was created by God, And it's a consuming fire that will never go out. It's the same as the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm the same God that sent, that's the same fire that I sent down from heaven to destroy the false prophets. So we can't correct the Holy Ghost. So the hellfire, hallelujah, we thank you on tonight. Yes, God, we thank you on tonight for the power of prayer. And I'm going to pass it, hallelujah, to our prophetess, Taquasia, hallelujah. And she's going to continue, and then she's going to wrap us up, you know, for tonight. And after she get done, she's going to close us out. And I'm going to probably close us out with a worship song. Worship song. You won't be hearing back from me because I'm passing the mic. On tonight, I'm going to get me something to drink, and Pastor Taquasia, you take over, and as the Spirit leads you to pray. Amen.
Amen. God, we just come in agreement with the prayer on tonight. We just ask that you would continue to just deal with your people's heart and mind, oh God, and that they will really receive the prayers on tonight and that they will believe that you're able. And, Lord, we just thank you right now, oh God, that you said that you came in this world that we may have peace. But there will be trouble in this world. But you have overcame the world. So we thank you on tonight for overcoming the world by your power, by your spirit, by your anointing, God. So we just ask that we walk in that same power, that you would strengthen our spirit and kill our flesh, oh God. Help us to stay vigilant and focused, God. Help us to continue to be watchmen on the wall and to pray without ceasing, God. Help us to continue, oh God, to feed our spirit and continue to kill our flesh, God. We trust and we know that you're able on tonight, oh God, to do the impossible, oh God. We know that you're able to break chains in the spiritual realm, oh God, that you're the same God that split the Red Sea, oh God. No, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you are the same God, oh Father God, that was the father of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, God. So we trust you right now to do everything that you promised, God. We trust your power, oh God, your anointing and your fire right now in the name of Jesus. No, we ask that you would just cover your people on tonight, God. Place a hedge of protection around them, oh God. We ask right now that you will cover your people from every backlash spirit, oh God, from anything that is not like you that will come, oh Father God, to retaliate, oh God, or seek vengeance, God. We cover them in the blood right now. We place your hedge of protection around them right now, oh Father God. We dispatch your angels right now to go up in warfare on their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we send the blood to cover their doorposts on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, we just ask, oh Father God, that you would just have your way. And we ask right now, oh God, that our enemies will be scattered, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we thank you, oh God, for you said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, oh God. So whatever we prayed on tonight, oh Father God, it is happening in the heavenly realm, oh Father God, and manifesting in the earthly realm, God. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the thief on tonight, which is Satan, that is coming to kill, steal, and destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, you came to give us life, God. So we pray that you will restore life back into your people and that they will have life and life more abundantly, that they shall live like never before, oh Father God, that they will no longer merely exist, oh Father God, that we will no longer live a life of the bare minimum, oh Father God, but we will thrive in you, oh God, that we would excel above and beyond, oh Father God, everything we ever imagined, oh Father God. God, as long as we stay in your will, oh God, as long as we stay connected to the source, as long as we believe in our Father, as long as we operate in faith, oh Father God. Lord, we trust you right now, oh Father God, that every lie of the enemy is dropping to the ground, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a faithful God, and you will strengthen us and protect us from the evil one, oh God. So we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, but that it's not by might or by power, but it's by your spirit, God. I pray that we will be filled with your spirit, oh God, your Holy Ghost right now, oh Father God, that is all knowing and that will lead us into all righteousness and holiness, oh God. We give you thanks on today, God, that the victory is already won, God. We're praying with a surety on tonight, God. We're praying right now, oh Father God, that the victory is ours. We will no longer speak out of fear. We will no longer hinder our own blessings, oh God. We will no longer murmur and complain, oh Father God. Deliver your people, oh Father God, on tonight in the name of Jesus, that they will speak in boldness, that they will speak with faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, without faith, it is impossible to please you, God. So increase your people's faith on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, we trust you right now, God. We won't compromise in this season, God. We will stand for holiness, oh God. We will be separated, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. We ask right now, oh God, that your perfect will be done in our life, oh God. We ask right now, oh Father God, that our prayers, oh Father God, will be answered according to your will, oh Father God, for you created us, oh Father God, and we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, from the from the position of victory. For you said the victory is guaranteed. If God be before us, who can stand against us, Lord? We trust you right now, oh, Father God. For you said you will withhold nothing good from us, oh, God. Lord, you said everything worked together for the good of those that love the Lord. And we love you. We thank you. We magnify you on tonight because we know that you're able to do it, oh, God. We know right now that the enemy is a liar, that he is defeated and he's under our feet, God. We thank you right now that we are not our forefathers, oh God, that every generational curse is broken, oh God, that we are new creatures in Christ, God, that old things are passed away, oh God. We thank you right now for a renewed mind on tonight, a purified heart, God. We thank you for an upright spirit on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, that you will have your way, God, that we will be delivered, oh God, from everything that's not like you, every tormenting spirit, God. We bind up the voices, oh God, that are not like God. We come against every plan and the plot of the enemy, oh God. We bind up the familiar spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We come against necromancy right now, oh Father God. We plead the blood, oh Father God. The only thing that will speak to us is the spirit of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying that you would do it, that you would move right now on your people's behalf, that you would touch them right now, that you would loose them from every lie of the enemy in the name of Jesus. For you said the truth shall set us free, oh God, and who the Son sets free is free indeed, God. We thank you for liberty on tonight. We thank you for freedom on tonight, God. We thank you that the plan and the plot didn't work, oh Father God. We thank you that every ditch that the enemy built for us, oh God, and they shall surely find themselves in it, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that everything the enemy meant for our bad, you turned it around for our good. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, that you pulled down every stronghold, God, that you broke every chain right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you cover us even as we leave the line, oh, Father God. Cover us from every backlash spirit, oh, God, from every attack right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying and that you would just cover us in the blood right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, anoint your people's head with oil, oh God. Cover their doors in the blood of the Lamb right now, every window pane, every doorpost right now. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God, that they will begin to see you move in their life, oh Father God, that you will begin to shift things, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that no one will get your glory, only you, God. And Lord, we thank you in advance, God, for what you're about to do, God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for working it out in our favor. Lord, we thank you right now for removing the hindrances, the blocks, oh God, the delays right now. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, that everything that you promised will begin to flow, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. That everything you spoke, oh Father God, it shall manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you are able, oh God, that there's no God greater than you. Lord, we give you praise and honor on tonight, God. We lift you up, oh, Father God. Lord, we bless your holy name right now. We exalt you right now, oh, Father God, in the name of mighty Jesus. We pray that every wall of Jericho in our life, oh, Father God, will be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is in between us and the promises of God, we pray that you will remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh, Father God, for being the head of our life. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, for giving us the heart, oh, Father God, to serve you, God, for giving us the right heart posture to receive whatever you have for us, oh, God, whether it may be blessings, whether it may be healing, deliverance, whether it be reproved, God. Lord, we just thank you for it all the chastisement, God. We thank you on tonight for it's molding us and building us to be greater, oh God, to be stronger in you, oh God. It's building our faith, oh God. It's giving us longevity, oh God. It's giving us perseverance to fight, oh Father God. And Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, that we won't be weak, jellyback Christians, God, but we will walk in our Holy Ghost boldness, that we will be brave and courageous as the Bible called us to be, God. We thank you right now that we won't be afraid of their faces, God, but we will speak boldly in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will come against everything that's not like God, that we will hate what you hate and love what you love right now. Lord, we thank you right now. We ask that your spirit will continue, oh, Father God, to pour out of us, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now. Fill us up more of your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, strengthen us, oh, God, as we continue, oh, Father God, to war against the enemy in our life. God. Lord, continue to give us the strength, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the grace, oh Father God, to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we put everything in your hands on tonight. We leave it at the altar right now. We don't carry these burdens with us, oh God, for they belong to you, God. Lift the stress off of your people on tonight, God. Lift the weight right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver them from the anxiety, oh God, the stress right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, the panic attacks right now. For you said for us to cast all our cares and burdens unto you, oh Father God, and lay it at the altar, oh God. You said to come to you, oh God, to be anxious for nothing, oh God, but with all things come with prayer and supplication, God. We give it to you on tonight, God. We put it in your hands right now. We release it in the mighty name of Jesus, so that the peace of God may rest on us and we will have sweet sleep on tonight. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You were saying something, Pastor?
No, I was. I ended up just waiting for me to jump in, but because I didn't hear you no more. But you're gonna wrap up the show.
Well, we thank you guys for tuning in on tonight and just coming in agreement with us in prayer for the body of Christ. This is not just for you guys, this is for all of us. This is us even on the line as we pray with you guys. Mm-hmm. We're coming together as one unit, as one body, and we're interceding on behalf of God's people and us as well. We are amongst God's people, so this is not just as we speaking to you guys. No, we're speaking for all of us. We all need God. We all are expecting God to move in our life. We all are expecting for God to touch us and strengthen us as we are in this spiritual battle, as this warfare intensifies, because God is about to do something great and amazing for his people. Whenever we are going through, whenever the warfare crank up a couple notches, just know that God is doing something great and amazing. And the only thing the enemy is trying to do is trying to delay the promises of God, but he cannot stop them. He cannot block them, because God said it will happen, because he is not a man that he shall lie. So it will come to pass. But our job is to be in position. Our job is to back up the plans of the enemy and remove him, so that we can continue to be in right posture, right heart posture, right position for God to move in our life, and also to be speaking life into our situation, no matter what it looks like. Don't give the enemy the open door into our life by murmuring, by complaining, by having fear, by having doubt, by having unbelief. We got to speak it as though it already happened. We got to speak it as though we already won. This prayer is from a place of victory. We're not asking God to give us the victory. We already have the victory. We're just waiting on it. We're waiting on it. David went into the battle with Goliath. He didn't say, oh, Lord, please help me win. No, he said, God is with me. I'm going to kill Goliath. It's not an option. It's not a doubt. He came into the battle knowing that I'm going to slay Goliath. He didn't say I might. He didn't say I'm going to try. He said, no, I'm going to slay him. The power of God is with me. So on tonight, we're ending this prayer with the power of God, that he will make us as bold as David, that we will come even into spiritual warfare that we already won, that we're going to slay this giant that is in our life. We're going to move this mountain that is in our way. We're coming to do damage against Satan, and not asking. We're not coming asking Satan's permission. No, we have authority over him. We're telling him what he's going to do. We're telling him on tonight he's going to shut his mouth. We're telling him on tonight that he's going to back up and loose our families and loose our ministries and our leaders and our finances. We're telling him that he have no power, that he need to shut up. We're telling him that he need to return to the pits of hell and return no more. We're telling him these things. It's not a question. We're decreeing and declaring what he has to do by the power in the name of Jesus. We don't ask him anything. We tell him what to do, because we have power over him. So that's what we're doing on tonight. That's why we come into prayer to take control over our atmosphere, over the situation, even when we're seeing, you know, the enemy is in the way, because we know God is on the brink of doing something miraculous. Mm-hmm. We know that God is releasing a blessing. We know that God is releasing a healing. We know it. We can feel it. We can see it on the brink. We know. So
yes,
we have to make sure that there's no blockage in the way, that it would just flow, that the things of God would just be able to flow in our life. That's why we're praying, because the enemy is coming to distract. The enemy is coming to get us off course, to get us frustrated, to make us doubt,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the waiting, because we don't have a specific time frame. But we know that God is able, and that's all we need to know. We don't need to know the time, the date. We just know that God said it, and it's going to be done. And that is
all
it.
Right.
It's sealed. In the name of
mm-hmm.
Jesus, it will be done. It will happen. It's going to
yeah.
go the way
yeah.
God said it's going to go, because that's the type of God we serve. If he spoke and said, let there be light, and it was light. So if he speaks over our life through his word, which is prophecy,
Amen.
Because it is the living word, so when we read it and we speak it, it is operating. So we spoke life on tonight. We spoke healing. We spoke deliverance
yeah,
and breakthrough. Know that it's already done. We are set free. No bondage. Our mind is renewed. We are restored. Families will come back together in the name of Jesus. Everything that we prayed on tonight will happen in the mighty name of Jesus, because we're praying according
yeah.
to his will. And we're stealing it, and we're praying in the name of Jesus Christ. So that means it's going to be done. And
mm-hmm.
Satan has no say-so. Don't give him no room. Don't give him no power.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come into prayer as if, you know, you're asking for these things. No, we're decreeing and we're declaring that it shall be done. So we thank you for tuning in and listening in to this prayer and praying with us and interceding on behalf of God's people. We thank you for coming in agreement and touching, agreeing, because it's power in numbers. If one could chase 1,000, two can chase 10. So we need all the believers to continue to come together and be on one accord so that the glory can fall. Every time we come on this line, every time even in the spirit realm that the saints connect, trust me, the power of God is moving and is falling. God said there is more that is for you than that is against you. Don't look at what the enemy make this illusion that so many people hate you, but it's so many legions and legions and legions and legions of angels that is fighting on your behalf. When you're praying, when you're sleeping, when you're walking outside, when you're going to church, when you're coming from church, when you are sick, whatever the case may be, those angels are fighting for you. Every time you pray and you open up your mouth, you release angels because you're telling them to go fight. You're releasing what you need them to do, and God is giving them the instructions. He's sending them where to go. And then God's spirit is with us, so this is how we win. Because it's not us, it's not through our power, it's through the Spirit of God. It's because his angels are warring, and they tearing the enemy up, and that's why he's upset, because he's losing. He's not winning. We have came this far because God never left us nor forsake us. He already planned for us to already be destroyed. It did not happen, so he already messed up. If he didn't kill us back then when we was in the womb, he already lost. If he didn't kill us back then when we was in the world and we was living crazy, oh, that is too late. If he didn't kill us then when we threw in the towel, oh, it's already done. Because he should have did it when he had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Now he don't even have a chance. It's not an option, because we're going to live and not die, so it's over with. Now we are going to obtain the promises. Now we're going to walk in our power. Now we're going to fight in the army of the Lord, because he should have already done it. His time is up. He had a chance. He missed
mm-hmm.
it. He missed the clock. The window is closed.
Mm-hmm.
He should have done it when he had the chance. Now we're here, we're in the land of the living, and we're choosing on tonight to fight back and take back everything that the enemy stole from us. We're taking it back. We're not lying down, being defeated in a corner, crying. Jesus was never a jelly bag. Jesus was in the church flipping over tables. Jesus was talking to them
mm-hmm.
crazy, like, who do you say
Come
I am?
On
well,
now.
Who do you say I am? Jesus was talking to them real, one-on-one, talking to them like, listen, This is what it is. He
Come
was
on.
Not sugarcoating.
You on fire.
People
Come on, Papa. You on fire. Come on.
And that's not what we were called to do. We are called to be like Jesus. We are called to speak it how it is.
Come
but
on.
People get offended because it don't sound sweet, because I didn't say, oh, holy art thou. You need to stop sinning. You need to put the drink down. No, stop drinking. You're alcoholic.
Come
stop
on.
Stop fornicating because you're sinning against your body. Stop.
Come on.
In the name of
you
Jesus. No, and if you get offended, then that's on you, because if it's the word of God, then the offense is not with me. It's with God. As
Come
long
on.
As we're not condemning you, everything outside of that, get out your feelings.
Come
it's
on.
It's feelings. It's feelings versus facts. The
Come
Bible
on.
Is found. We're no longer trying to pet demons, because that's what the world wants us to do. That's the world standard. Don't judge me. You can't judge me. God is love. He loves me. He hates sin. He loves you, but he hates sin. So every time we see it, every time it's around us, it's our job to call it out. It does not change the love that we have for you. Yes, God loves you, but God called out sinners. He came up against the Pharisees and Sadducees. He hates religious people. He hates people that are hypocrites. He's going to tell you how it is. He's going to tell you that's not right. He's going to tell you that's not right. He didn't care how they felt. And they were high priests, so imagine. So you expect us not to say nothing when you just a mere man.
Come on.
No, God said we got to speak the truth no matter what.
Speak prophetess.
And
speak
we still
prophetess.
Can love
Come
you.
On.
We still can embrace you. Mm-hmm. We still can feed you. We still can pray with you. But we have to say what is not right and what's not of God. The same way when your children act up, you don't sit there and say, oh, I'm not going to say nothing because they're going to get offended. They're not going to like it. You don't care because you want to protect them. You don't want them to hurt themselves. You don't want them to ruin their life. You don't want them to hurt others. So that's the same thing with us in the spirit. God is looking to us to be those leaders, to tell them, even if they do not like it and it makes them uncomfortable. Because hell will be even more uncomfortable.
Amen.
So you might want to just be uncomfortable right now
like...
for the moment than to be uncomfortable for eternity. And that's why God deal with us in the manner that he does. And he's just going to change the face of the church in the season. It's not going to be what you think. We're doing away with the two-piece suits. We're doing away with the religion and the theatrics. It's time to get real. It's time to get dirty. It's time to be outside and ministering to the prostitutes and the drug dealers. It's time to do the work like Jesus did. That's it. That's all he wants us to do. Come together, strengthen your spirit, iron sharpen iron, get filled up in your church, fellowship, love on your people, and then go outside and go to work. Thank you for tuning in to NDO Gospel Radio Network. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Goff, and we love you guys. God loves you more.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Awesome. Awesome word. Awesome word. That was fire. God bless. I know I said I wasn't going to say nothing, but I'm on fire. Hallelujah. Awesome word. Y'all better take heed to that word. Y'all better take, I'm telling you, take heed to that. That was nobody but the Lord. That wasn't nobody but God. And take heed to everything that was said. You know, just meditate on it. And I'm here just to confirm that that was truly, truly the Lord. God bless, Pastor, Prophetess, Tyquasia.
God bless.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night.